93.5 Triple M, your newest way to wake up with Jody and Matho. Jays, we're joined by our friend of the show, the terrific Trevor Long, with his Tech Talk Tuesdays. How are you, Trev?
Very well. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Plenty of things happening. First cab off the rank, something Jody's very excited about.
Yes, I'm very excited about the new iPhone announcement.
What iPhone do you have right now, Jody? That's the big question.
I've got, it's 11 Plus.
You are the absolute perfect candidate for the iPhone 15. I hear a lot of people, and I love reading the comments, and I don't mind snapping back at the narcs on the internet, I'll be honest with you, because I put up a video, you know, the iPhone 15. They say, it looks the same as the last one. Mate, they are. Every phone looks the same as the one before. It's years before there's a generational change. And by the way, that applies to Samsung and Google and others as well. But if you've got an iPhone 10, 10S, 11, firstly, you've got a nearly five-year-old phone. So, you know, it's not that it's getting long in the tooth. It's just that, you know, you're starting to miss out on features. You're starting to miss out on power and performance and camera. So that's why the iPhone 15 is perfect for you, Jody. So iPhone 15, when you look at it compared to last year, it is a better camera. It is a slightly tweaked design. It feels a little bit more rounder in the hand. And it's a weird thing to say, but a little bit more gentle in the hand, no harsh kind of corners. But it's also very light. Now, they start at $1,500, go up to $2,899 if you wanted to go all in. But honestly, the basic iPhone 15 is a great phone. Comes in pink, yellow, blue, and green, and black. But it does have a USB-C cable. So, Jody, if you do upgrade, it is going to be time to get new cables everywhere.
Ooh.
Because that cable that comes in the box is great, but it's only one. And so if you don't have anything else USB-C in your life, like headphones, or you have a partner that has another phone, but it's not an iPhone, then you're going to need more cables. But for people listening that have their partner's got a Samsung, they've got an iPhone, they can't use the same cable to charge in the car or in the kitchen, wherever it is. Now, every phone uses the same charging cable from this point forward.
What a time to be alive,
Trev. Yeah, that's so good.
What a time. I mean, it's such a pain.
Revolutionary, eh?
Yeah, like your house has to choose one or the other, really.
Yeah.
What environment you have to live in. I don't know.
That's a great point.
Mate, something it's close to my heart is mowing. And a robot vacuum company has decided to venture outside.
That's right. Ecovacs, who make outstanding robot vacuums, have launched the Goat G1. Now, we've called our goat Gary. So Gary's goat is set up in our backyard. And the big difference here to previous robot lawnmowers I've seen and used is the setup. You don't have to run a wire around your lawn and peg that in so that the robot knows where to go. With this one, you put two beacons. They're kind of little white poles you put in each corner of your garden. And then you actually drive it around a remote control to teach it where the boundary is. And from that point on, it just knows. And it also mows in a pattern. So it mows up and back, like you would when you're mowing the lawn, not randomly like most robot mowers. It's $3,000, so not cheap, but it is very efficient. It is very smart. It has been faultless for me for the period that I've had it, which is rare for a robot mower. I got to say, big fan. And really, with robot mowers, you still got to do some yard work. You still got to do the edges, for example, get the whippersnapper out. But there's something great about doing the edges and then pressing go on the robot mower, sitting back with a cold drink on a summer's day and just enjoying the robot doing the work for you.
I wish that technology you could install into your teenage son.
that's never going to happen.
No.
He's asleep by the time this thing is doing its work,
yeah.
And they've got the sore neck from looking down at their phones. But good luck getting them to do yard work.
Trevor Long, thank you so much for joining us, mate. We will catch up next Tuesday.
Cheers, legend. See ya.